Good morning and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, partner in charge of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. Find out more about the center by visiting us at www.businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our conversation this morning is with Jim Mosley, Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
And joining us in our conversation is Todd Ramsey. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, Jim, let's begin by talking about the Department of Agriculture. Could you describe the overall mission of the department for our listeners?
Well, I'd have to say that it goes back to our formation in 1862 when President Lincoln first brought the department into being, and he defined it as the People's Department. And of course, at that time, we had a lot of the population in the United States was on the land. And the purpose was initially to collect knowledge and information and then take it to the people. President Lincoln believed very strongly in making sure that people had access to the knowledge base that was out there. We haven't changed to this day, except that the mission of the Department of Agriculture has broadened substantially. And I think it's kind of interesting as I go out and talk with people and try to define the Department of Agriculture, they are frequently stunned as to the breadth that we have here. We go all the way from the nutrition programs. We have food stamps, for example, which is almost a $40 billion a year investment that we make, to protecting natural resources environment. We have the soil conservation component, which is our Natural Resources Conservation Service, and our Forest Service, which manages 191 million acres of federal lands. We regulate. We have food safety area, we oversee the processing of meat products in this country and poultry. We do international trade, which is a very important component for the farm community and the agribusiness community, because 40% of our products in this country go overseas. And international trade agreements are very important to make sure that that happens smoothly and effectively. And we're expanding that role, trying to, of course, to make sure that America's farmers are profitable and well represented in the international trade arena. Of course, we support farmers with our commodity programs and so forth, but more importantly, with some of our insurance. We oversee and, if you will, regulate the crop insurance industry in this country, making sure that we offer a credible product to farmers and one that will actually protect them when they have those difficult situations. Because as a farmer myself, I understand the difficulties with farming and what can happen. And of course, when those challenges come along, they can be very destructive to the financial situation of any given farm. We do a lot of research in the department, agriculture research, both basic and applied. We do rural development. In fact, I think that's one thing that people just don't think about very often, but the rural areas of this country are represented at the Department of Agriculture through our rural development program, in which we do a lot of housing projects, water availability, and also sewage treatment plants in rural areas, and both multiple and single family residents, as well as we do business and industry loans in rural America. So, and I know that I've forgotten a few things that we do, but it's a very broad and diverse department, and one that is there, as it started out in 1862, to serve people.
How would you describe the size of the department? What I'm curious about is the number and the skills of the employees in your team, because you've just gone through such a broad description of activity.
First of all, it's the largest department. I think it's fourth or fifth in terms of government and total dollars that get appropriated. But we have a little over 100,000 employees. The natural resources component of that is about 50%. Forest Service has some 35, 40,000 employees taking care of those federal lands. And then NRCS makes up that difference to come to about 50%. We handle about $105 billion a year through our accounts. Our total budget is about $75 billion, and the difference in that is the amount of money that we loan. And we are, if you look at us in terms of a lending institution in America, I think we're like number seven or number eight in terms of size and volume of a lending institution. So we make a huge commitment in financial terms to America, particularly in, obviously, in the rural areas.
It's a very large and diverse organization that you're part of. What are your primary roles and responsibilities as Deputy Secretary?
Well, it's to keep the wheels on and keep them inflated and keep the gas tank full and keep the engine tuned up and things moving along. I'm a production person. I come from a farm background, and so at the end of the day, I look back and I want to have produced something. And you can't produce anything if the vehicle that you're in isn't prepared and ready to move. One of the major elements is the infrastructure of the department, and it's very important to keep the infrastructure healthy. And when I say infrastructure, that's research, and that's our regulatory mechanisms, our international trade, the ability to participate in international trade negotiations. It is people on the ground serving farmers and people on the ground out there taking care of natural resources. So the responsibility is to make sure that infrastructure continues to be strong. And quite frankly, it's fairly easy for Congress from time to time to overlook the value of that investment and to put dollars into programs that go to people, but not invest in the basic infrastructure or the vehicle that allows us to deliver that. So I have a responsibility to make sure that that infrastructure is sound and solid and is ready to produce on any given day. And there, of course, there are some real challenges in that. And we're going to, I'm sure, talk about some of the management issues that we face. And we are a department in transition in terms of management. We are looking at new and better, we hope, and different ways to try to accomplish some of the things that we've done in the past. I also, in addition to the infrastructure, and of course that implies the budget, and I do run the budget process within the department. And so all the undersecretaries and agencies have to go through this painful process, they believe, of coming to me, and we're in that right now, of presenting their thoughts and their ideas and their budget to me. And then I take it and work on it along with our budget and policy people, career folks in the department. And ultimately, we put this budget together that's going to move forward to OMB and finally to the Hill. And we present that to the secretary then for her approval. And hopefully when we get that accomplished, we have met the president's priorities and the secretary's priorities, and we've also fulfilled the statutory obligations that we have. And then in addition to that, and of course I can go on and on about the responsibilities, but I have had since 9/11 a significant responsibility in the area of Homeland Security. I've been the chairman of the Homeland Security Council here within the department. And 9/11 put a different complexion on what we needed to do. And it has been significant. And the changes that we needed to make have been significant. And so I've overseen that whole area of making sure that we have good intelligence, for example, and that we put together a prevention, response, and recovery plan for any circumstance that might come our way. We had done that sporadically throughout the department because that's one of the responsibilities, but we had to look at it holistically across the entire department and, quite frankly, around government. It's not just the Department of Agriculture in case of a food situation that needs to respond. It's also Department of Homeland Security now, and it's also Health and Human Services. We have spent a lot of time trying to coordinate and collaborate all those different areas within the department and also across government to make sure that we have a response plan, because we don't want, if we can possibly prevent it, we don't want 9/11 to happen again. And if it does, we want to be able to respond immediately and effectively. I think one of the most important things that we can do in terms of deterring terrorism is for them to understand very clearly that we can respond immediately to it, and it's not going to have the impact that they believe that it will. So we've been working diligently in the department to put together a protection and response and recovery plan that does just that.
You mentioned that you are from a farm, and can you give us a little bit more insight into your career and the jobs that prepared you for such a challenging position?
Well, I do come from a farm background. In fact, my wife and I both grew up on a farm, and we were high school sweethearts and went to college together. And it, you know, it's kind of an interesting story to some people. Others, it's rather boring. But, yeah, we committed early in our lives that we wanted to be involved in agriculture, we wanted to be involved in farming specifically, much to the chagrin, I will tell you, to both of our parents, who both had been involved in farming all of their life. And at that time in the 60s, farming was a very challenging occupation. And so to have their children go into it was not exactly the thing that they were looking for. But we did, we started a farming operation, and we were committed to it for 30-some years. I'm no longer, can I say that I'm a farmer, because I had to give up, as a result of taking these duties, I had to give up complete ownership in all of my farming activities, which I will share was a fairly painful process for me to have to go through to fill this position. But I felt strongly that this was something that made sense, and so we did it. The kinds of things that I think have prepared me is, and quite frankly, I've been very candid with folks, the farming experience has been very helpful, simply from the standpoint that it seems like here at the Department of Government, there's a crisis every day. And that's kind of the way it was in farming. There's a crisis every day. And so the ability to stay calm and respond to those situations and, come up with a response plan is very important. I would also say, in terms of the public policy side of this and the political side of it, I served on a local school board way back when, in the early 80s. And the old saying is, everything you learn about life, you can learn the basics in kindergarten. Well, everything you need to know about public policy, you can learn serving on a school board. So I think that particular activity was extremely helpful as I then developed my career and moved on to serve in public policy.
That's an interesting point, especially about the school board. In these days of homeland security, many wonder about the security of our food supply. What steps have been taken to protect us? We'll ask Jim Mosley of the Department of Agriculture when the Business of Government Hour returns.